This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Following a nationwide hunt and public vote, Alan McDonald from Oban has recently been crowned the voice of Lidl's Scottish self-checkouts. Alan began learning and working in sound engineering after losing his sight and is here today to talk more about his win and what it means to him. Hi Alan, thank you so much for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you Amelia, thanks for having me.
So you spoke to us when the voting was still happening. When did you get the call that you'd won?
Once the voting closed, I got a call within 2 weeks from what I remember. Voting closed towards the end of July, and I got a call near the start of August. And I knew it was a 7 week gap between when I found out and when the news went public, because they wanted, in that time, they had to arrange a date for me to go down to Glasgow to go to a studio and record the lines, etc. And then the press release came out 7 weeks. I had 7 weeks of people asking me what's happened, and I couldn't say at that point. Finally, the cat's out of the bag, and it's been very positive so far, I'm happy to say.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was the recording process like?
That was good fun. We went down to a studio in Glasgow, and the way we did it was I said each line 4 or 5 times, and some of the Lidl hierarchy were there, and they said, I quite like number 2, I quite like number 5, got the engineer to play back number 2 and number 5 back to back, chose the best ones, that kind of thing, and said each line a few times. Like I said, we went through it relatively smoothly, I think, and hopefully, this is for the public to decide, not me, the results are okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounded like the night before the recording event, you were treated to a nice hotel and you also won a prize. So can you tell us a bit more about the kind of glamour around the recording as well?
Yeah, Lidl looked after us really well. I want to say a big thank you to them for that. They took us, myself and Rebecca, down to Glasgow, and we stayed in a hotel the night before and arranged a car to come and pick us up from the hotel over to the studio. Once we recorded lines in the studio, I was taken into the green room and I was given a bag of Lidl goodies, including a bottle of whiskey, headphones and some shortbread. The highlight for me, I'm a big shortbread monster, and a £500 gift voucher, which was absolutely fantastic. I was very chuffed with all of the above, but I think the winning the competition is the big one. That was tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely. And you retrained in sound engineering and you present on the radio. So this is a real, you know, nationwide achievement of you developing those skills and doing that kind of practice. How does it feel to have had over a decade of work arrive at this very fun achievement?
It still hasn't 100% sunk in. I know that sounds a little bit daft, but when I did stuff for Oban FM, I did production, and then they talked me into doing a live show as well. But then, sadly, Oban FM is no longer on the go. And so when I seen this competition come up, I thought I'll try and transfer my skills that I learned there into this, and went quite well. And even now, yesterday was the first day I went into the store and heard the recordings, because in the studio I only heard the recordings through the headphones. I heard one or two as I walked back through the control room afterwards, but not the whole lot, that's for sure. So to actually hear it up and running yesterday was quite an experience as well.
And you said friends have been letting you know that they've been hearing your voice and sending videos across as well?
Yes, I've had a few videos, one this morning, very entertaining, where one of my pals was talking as if he was talking to me when he was at the checkout in Lidl, and I do believe he made the words along the lines of, I got more sense out of this one than I get out of you, so thanks for that, Kev. But no, seriously, everyone who's sent me messages have been very complimentary, and it's been a very positive feedback so far, so long may that continue. I would just really like to say thank you to everyone at RNIB Connect Radio, RNIB in general, because I'm sure I got a lot of votes from the blind community, and that certainly helped push me over the finishing line. And hopefully it shows that, you know, blind people can contribute to these things in society just as well as anybody else. Fingers crossed there's more people doing similar things in future.
Absolutely. And when you've had a chance to kind of take this in and get used to hearing your own voice at the self-checkouts when you go shopping, are there any other projects or things that you're looking forward to doing following on from this?
I don't have anything else on the horizon at the moment, so I'm always on the lookout for things like this to do. But as for getting used to it, I think even you know yourself, Amelia, being on the radio, it's always strange hearing your own voice. I don't think anyone truly gets used to hearing their own voice. And the first time I heard my own voice was an advert I did on Open FM years ago, and it was quite strange, quite surreal. But being in Lidl and hearing my voice on the checkout, the strange thing was it's not just one voice, because there was another voice coming from the till behind. And the till behind, that was the bit that's going to take a bit of getting used to. But very proud to have won. And we'll see what comes next.
And if people want to get in touch with you about projects or sound engineering work, where is the best place for them to do that?
Just email me. My email address is alanmcdonald79@gmail.com, where Alan has got one L and McDonald is MAC.
Well, thank you so much, Alan McDonald, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. And congratulations once again. We'll look forward to hearing your voice at the Lidl checkouts.